Today's daf is Chulin daf Samaches, and we are at the beginning of the fourth perek in Masechtas Chulin, perek Behema Hamikasha. So just a little bit of an introduction. The core topic of the first part of Masechtas Chulin are Hilchos Shechita. The Gemara digressed for about 25 blot or so and discussed the halachas of Trefa, which obviously plays in very much to the laws of Shechita, stating that Perek Behema Mekasha deals with a very specific detail, a very specific Sif Katan in Hilcha Shechita. And really, it begins with a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, ironically, that discusses the halachos of what makes an animal kosher and not kosher, which was the topic of the very end of Perek Elu Treifas. The pasuk says, V'chol Behemo, mafreses parso, v'shoishas shesa shtei prosois, malas geiru ba behemo, oiso techeho. So there's a very similar pasuk in Parshas Shmini, Parshas Re'eh. This pasuk describes the simonim of a kosher behemo. Any behemo that's mafreses parso, v'shoishas shesa shtei prosois, meaning it's completely split the hooves of the behema. Additionally, it's malas geira, says the Torah, oisei teichelu, you're allowed to eat. The Torah mentions the simonim of a behema tahira. The Torah does not mention the simonim of a oif tahira. It's for that reason there's a lot of confusion what exactly makes up an oif tahira. The Ramah says it's for that reason we only eat an oif the mesaira. If we have a mesaira that the oif is tahira, we're going to eat it. As it relates to a behema, the Torah is very clear. The Torah says you want to know when a behema is tahira. If it's mafreses parso, v'shoish shas, additionally, it's malas geira, oisot techeilo. Stating that on Friday, we spoke about the Shach in Yerideya Simon Pei, who says a very big chiddush, or at least some think that he says a very big chiddush, and that is that even for a behema, you would have to have a mesorah in order to eat it. But regardless, despite the fact that the Pashup Shan in this pasuk is discussing the topic of the end of Perek Elu Treifas, which is a halacha with regards to what exactly are the simonim of a kosher behema, Chazal Darshan, the halacha from here, that relates to the more general topic of Masechtas Chulin, and that is Hilcha Shechita. So Chazal said as follows. Take the first two words of the pasuk, v'chol behema, and then merge it with the last words of the pasuk, ba behema, meaning, if somebody shechts an animal, that's chulin. And then when you shechted the animal, you found a behema, ba behema. There was another behema inside. The halacha is, you're allowed to eat that behema, even without giving it its own shechita. Meaning, if you shecht an animal, obviously a female, and you found inside the womb of this female behema, nocha behema, It's a separate behema. It was kalulei chadasha. It's already 9 months, so to speak, from when this animal became a uberes with this uber. It doesn't matter. The halacha is v'chol behema ba behema. If you find the behema inside a behema oisat techelu, the halacha is the shechita that you did for the mother is going to work for the child as well. This is what we know as a ben pekua, where you can eat a live animal without physically giving it a shechita. The reason is because the shechita that was done on the mother works for the uber. How do we know that? It's learned out from this pasuk, the chol behema, forward to the end of the pasuk, ba behema, any behema that was found inside a behema, oisot techelo. Either way, that drasha, which the Gemara is going to bring in tomorrow's daf, daf samach tes, is the backdrop to perek behema amikasha. Zok to mishne behema amikasha leleid. There was an animal that was in labor. Literally, the behema is about to give birth, and there's a sheichet that's standing, and the sheichet's about to shecht the animal. And before the sheichet had an opportunity to do the shechita, the uber stuck its hand out, one of its forelegs, from the rechem of the mother, and then quickly put it back inside the rechem. The halacha is mutav achila. Afterwards, when the sheichet shechts the behema, the behema that's an uber is going to be mutav achila. If the behema didn't stick its hand out, but rather it stuck its head out, even if it eventually put its head back inside the mother, the halach is not going to be able to eat it. Because once it sticks its head out, we look at it as if it was born already. And this chiddush of a chol behema, ba behema oisa techelo, that's only true if the uber was never born. But if it was born, obviously you don't have the halach anymore. Now, in this case, it wasn't born, but it was hoitzias roishai. The halach halach is harei zeh ki yalud. It's as if it was born. So the halach is you're not going to have the heter ben pekua. You're not going to have the halach of b'chol behema ba behema oisot techelo. So if it was hoitzi ha'uberes yadai, then it's mutar b'achilo. If it was hoitzi es roishai, then it's harei zeh ki yalud. And as a result, it's going to be also b'achilo. Another halach choytech ma'ubeshev meyem mutar b'achilo. If the sheikh had stuck his hand into the rechem of the behema and it cut off one of the evarim of the behema and he left it inside, mutar b'achilo. Minatochel minakloyos. If the part of the behema that the sheikh cut was either from the spleen or the kidneys, then the halach is asa b'achilo. What's the reason? Zeh haklal davar shagufa asa v'sheinu gufa mutar. That already we're going to discuss in the coming days. Either way, the Mishnah began with a halacha and a distinction, and that is behema mekasha leled v'hoitzi uberes yadai. If it stuck its hand out right before the shechita v'hichzira, and then it stuck its hand back out, mutar b'achilo. Hoitzi es roishoi, then the halach is afa pishachzira al reza kiyola. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rabbi Yehuda said halacha in the name of Rab, and this is going to be the topic of the entire daf, and really a good part of tomorrow's daf as well. And that is ve'ever atzmai asa. That even though the Mishnah says that if a behema, the uber, sticks its hand out before the shechita, puts it back in, the halacha is mutabachila means the uber. Obviously, the mother's mutar b'achila, and the uber is also going to be mutar b'achila. But as it relates to the aver, that hand that the behemoth stuck out, that itself is going to be awesome. My time, what's the reason? The makra, it's learned out from a pasuk. Ubasar, basada, trefa, loisachelo. Sound familiar? This is the pasuk that talks about the halachas of trefas. And we learn from this pasuk, kiva sheyatza basar chulz l'mechitzasai nesar, that if basar is in a mechitza, and it leaves its mechitza, the halach is that it's going to be asr b'achila. So again, this pasuk of basar basada treifa loisachelo is the makar to the halachas of treifa. The classic treifa, the one treifa that's mentioned before in the Torah, is somebody has an animal and he finds it in the field and it was attacked by a wolf or some other animal. The halach is you have to suspect that maybe right now it's in a state where it's not going to be able to live Yud Beis Chodesh. It's rendered a treifa, and the Torah says it's a loisaseh, ubasar basada treifa loisachel. Stating that, Chazal darshan, another halacha from this pasuk, a halacha that has nothing to do with the pshutei shel mikra of the pasuk. The pshutei shel mikra of the pasuk is that an animal that's a treifa, even if you have a kasha shechita, still the halacha is loisachel, you're not allowed to eat it. But Chazal were bothered with the word basada. Why did it have to say ubasar basada treifa loisachel? Now, pashup shat, the reason it says basada is because this is usually where it happens. Dibra akasa balashin hoiva. The same reason when the Torah talks about a sharshanagach, it talks about a sharshanagach and not a kelev and not some other animal. Zok drashi and pashus mishpatim, because dibra akasa balashin hoiva. Here too, usually the wolf attacks the lamb, basada, in the field. Nobody's watching. That's where it has an opportunity to go ahead and attack its prey. It's for that reason the Torah said sada. But chazal darshan halacha from there. And that is that sada is considered chutz l'mechitza. And we learn from there that anytime you have basar that has a mechitza, and now it's basada, quote unquote, it's outside of its mechitza, that lach is, we look at it as if it's a treifa, and it's for that reason you're not going to be able to eat it. The classic application of this halacha, Zok Rashi, is the Gemara Masechtes Makis, Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph. The context over there is kachim. So we know that kachim kedashim is only allowed to be eaten, lefnim michemes ha'azara. Kachim kam is allowed to be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. But even Kachem Kalim has a mechitz. It can't be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. What happens if somebody eats Kachem Kedashim outside of the Azara? What happens if somebody eats Kachem Kedashim outside Yerushalayim? So the halacha is that being that the Chaymes Azara is the mechitz of a Kachem Kedashim, and the Chaymes Yerushalayim are the mechitz of a Kachem Kalim, if you now eat the basar of Kachem outside of its mechitz, you're going to be over this isser. You're going to be over the isser of basar basada trefa loisaychelo, because Kachem Kedashim and Kachem Kalim have their own mechitza. The Gemara that Rashi quotes is in Makos Yudches. The Gemara over there says that Amar Rava Zar Sha'achal Mina Oila Lifnei Zrika Chutz L'Chaima. The Rabbi Shimon like a Chamesh. If a Zar would eat a carbon oila outside of Yerushalayim before Zrika, he'd get Malkus 5 times. He'd get Malkus because he's a Zar. Zar's not allowed to eat Kachem. It's an oila. No one's allowed to eat an oila. Lifnei Zrika, you're never allowed to eat Kachem Lifnei Zrika. If you ate it outside Yerushalayim, it means it was also outside of the Chaymes HaAzara. So you're going to get Malkus for eating Kachem outside of the Azara, also for eating outside Kachem. Great, the Gemara Kasha. You should be a 6 Malkus. Why don't you get Malkus for this halacha of Basa Basada Trefa? What do you see from there? As soon as Basa leaves its Mechitza, the halacha it's aser. You're not allowed to eat it. And the Gemara gives a teretz. But the point is that you see from here, there's a new halacha, that if basar has a mechitza and it leaves its mechitza, the halacha is that you're going to get malchus. There's a loisaseh of ubasa basada treifa loisachevu. Kind of the Gemara, this uber, as long as it's in the mechitza of its mother, there's the halacha of a chol behemo ba behemo isa techelo. It could become nitter al yidei the shechita of the mother. If it leaves the base rechem of the mother, now it went out of its bounds. It's ubasar basada. At this point, the halacha is lo isa techelo. You're not allowed to eat it. Said Rav, it's for that reason the halacha is that even though if an uber sticks its hand out of the base rechem, it's not kiyoludami to the point that we look at the entire uber as if it was born and it can't be nitter anymore with the shechita of the mother. But as it relates to that particular aver, you're going to now lump it together with all the halachas that I learned out from Ubasar Basada Trefa Loisai Chelo, and it's for that reason we say Kivachiyasa Basal Khumskhutz and Nasar, and that's why you're not gonna be able to eat at the very least that Aver. But the bottom line is that Rav's Chiddush was that even though the Mishnah said Behema Makasha Leili, Bahoitzi Ubras Yadavichziru Mutabachilo, what does Mutabachilo mean? The Uber, the part of the Uber that never left the mother. However, that part of the Uber that left the mother, for that it's gonna be aser. Alzen nemar ubasa basada treifa loisachil. Says the Gemara tonight. The Mishnah said, "Beim amakashal leilu vayitzu uberes yadoi veichziru mutar lachila my lava ever." Doesn't it sound like from the Mishnah that the entire uber is mutar, even the ever itself? The Gemara says, "Laya uber." It means the uber. Iya uber. Fake the Gemara. My area chzira. Why does the Mishnah have to say veichzira mutar ba'achila? Filu lo yechzira nami. L'chayri, even if it didn't stick its hand back in, it should be mutar. Meaning the Gemara is saying that's pashit, that if you would check the mother while the uber had its hand sticking out, being that when an uber sticks its hand out, it's not kiyolud, so it's pashit that the chelik of the uber that remained inside the mother at the time of the shechita is going to be mutar based on the drasha of a chol behema ba behema oisa techelo. So why did the Mishnah have to say v'chzir? Meaning, bishloima, if the Mishnah is saying that not only is the uber mutar, but even the yad is mutar, even the ever atzma is mutar. So that's why the Mishnah said v'chzira. Because the only time the ever is going to be mutar is if v'chzira. If the ever was outside, it's pashit that it's going to be asr. But if you tell me the ever is anyways always asr, the whole shayla is the uber itself. For the uber, it doesn't have to be a chzira. Even if it was lay a chzira, the uber itself is going to be mutter. So the Gemara says you're right. Who had the navigator after lay a chzira? Really, the Mishnah could have said the same exact halacha even if it was lay a chzira. Because all we're discussing is the uber, and as relates to the uber, it makes no difference if it was a chzira or lay a chzira. I think why must he say for afabish a chzira raise a kiyal? But being that the same, the Mishnah wanted to tell me the halacha that if the uber would stick its head out, there the halacha is that being that the moment it sticks its head out, it's kiyalud. So even if it was a chzira, still the halacha is it's going to be also the uber tananami reisha chzira. So therefore, the reisha also meant. Mentioned Hichzir, but Enochinami, there's no Chiddush in Hichzir in the Reisha, because in the Reisha, all we're discussing is the Uber, and as it relates to the Uber, doesn't matter, Hichzir or Lo Hichzir, the Uber is always going to be Mutter. Why did the Mishnah mention Hichzir? I got the Sefer. In the Sefer, there's a Chiddush. The Chiddush is that you would have thought that if the Uber sticks its head out, but then quickly puts it back in, so maybe it's not Kiyaludami. That's a Chiddush, that if it sticks its head out, even if it goes right back in, still it's going to be considered kiyaludami. But the Gemara says, v'seifa maika mashmula. What's the chiddush of the seifa? The kibbutz yotzer roisha havalei leida? That's the chiddush. The chiddush is that if it sticks its head out, even if it brings it back in, it's considered later. Tonino, I know that. I know that from a Mishnah in Besechtes Bechairis. The Mishnah over there says, eza bechair lenachla ve'ena bechair lekehana. And the context over there is the Mishnah Besechtes Bechairis says, yesh bechair lenachla ve'ena bechair lekehana. Bechair lekehana ve'ena bechair lenachla. Bechar lenachlu lekayin, v'yesha ina bechar loy lenachlo v'loy lekayin. Meaning, we know that the bechar has many halachas. Number one, a bechar is yairish pishnayim. Another halach of a bechar is that a bechar, the father has to do a mitzvah of pidyon haben. The criteria for bechar as it relates to pishnayim is not the same as the criteria for bechar as it relates to pidyon haben. As it relates to pidyon haben, the Torah says peterechem. So the bechar that's the peterechem is considered the bechar. As it relates to the halachas of pishnayim, the criteria is reishis oinoi. And Rashi explains a little bit what the difference is, but the point is reishis oinoi and peterechem are not the same thing, and as a result, it's possible to have a bechar who's reishis oinoi, but it's not peterechem. Well, you could have a bechar that's peterechem, that's not reishis oinoi. You could have a bechar that's neither. You could have a bechar that's both. Either way, so in the context of that Mishnah, Ezo Bechar Lenachala Ve'enoi Bechar Lekoyhanim. What's an example of someone that's considered a Bechar that is Yerush Pishnaim,
but he's not a Bechor as it relates to the Koyanim. So the Mishnah, Habo Achar Nefala. If somebody was born after a Nefal, so a woman gave birth to a Nefal, and then afterwards gave birth to a healthy child. So the child that's born after the Nefal is going to be considered a Bechor L'Nachlo, is not going to be considered a Bechor L'Koyanim, meaning the Nefal is considered the Peterechem. But the Nefal is not considered Reisha Sinai. Thus, the Bechor that's born afterwards is the Reisha Sinai. Thus, he's Bechor L'Nachla, but he's in a Bechor L'Koyanim. And the halacha is true. It doesn't matter if this Nefal was once upon a time Yatzar Reisha Chai. It doesn't matter. That Nefal is not enough to say that the child that's born afterwards won't be the Bechor L'Nachla. Oh, another example. This is one what we need. Oh, ben teshe yotzer roishay meis. Or if a child was not a Nefil. Nefil means never made it to 9 months. What if the child was 9 months, but it was yotzer roishay, and then, but it was meis. So then the halach is, the child that's born afterwards, not the one that was ben teshe yotzer roishay meis. The one that's born afterwards is going to be a Bechor L'Nachla, v'ein a Bechor L'Kehanim. Says the Gemara, Tami de Reishay Meis, it sounds like the only reason the next one is considered the Bechor L'Nachla is because the first one, who was a Ben Tes, was Yotzer Roishay, but it was Yotzer Roishay Meis. Ha Roishay Chai, but what would be if it was a Ben Tes, Yotzer Roishay Chai, Haba Acharav, Bechor L'Nachla, Namilay Hava. Then the one that's born afterwards won't even be a Bechor L'Nachla. What's the reason? Because once it was Yotzer Roishay Chai, we look at it as Kiyolot. So you see already this halacha, that if an Uber is Hoitzias Roishoy Chai, that we look at it as a Yalud. So I don't need to say for the Mishnah for that. So Freit the Gemara, you're telling me that the reason it said Hichzira in the Reisha is Agav the Seifa. Because the Seifa is a very big Kiddush. That if the Uber is Hoitzi Roishoy and then it was Hichzira, you would have thought maybe it's not Kiyalud. So I need the Mishnah to tell me it's Kiyalud. That's not a Kiddush. I don't need Chulin Daf Samech Ches for that. For that, I have a different Mishnah. For that, I have a Mishnah Bechiris Daf Mem. Look, says the Gemara B'chitem, you're going to tell me, no, it's not a kasha, because our Mishnah is discussing a behemah, and the Mishnah Masechtas Bechayres is talking about human beings. So maybe you'll tell me, Ashmi ina ba'adam kamash ulam ba'behemah. Maybe you need to tell me this halacha side by adam and side by behemah. Why? Behemah, the adam in behemah liyal, if you can learn adam from behemah, the improvised of the behemah. Because you can always argue that maybe only by behemah, hoitzi roisha is considered later, but by an adam it's not considered later. And the reason is because the rechem of a behemah is more exposed than the rechem of an Isha. And as a result, you would think that Hoitzi Roisha by Behema, where it would be very easy to see the Roish of the Behema, maybe that's considered Kiyalud. But by an Isha, where she has a prize there, so even if the Behema is Hoitzi Roisha, it would be very difficult to see, because that area is concealed. So as a result, you would have thought that maybe there it's not considered Kiyalud. So just because I have a Mishnah by behemah doesn't mean I would know Adam. Ubehemah Adam layalfa, and I can't know behemah from Adam, because I would say that maybe hoitzi roishah by Adam is chashav. The chashav parts upon in the day. The roish of a person is achzei chashav, but by a behemah maybe it's not as chashav. So the point is that maybe that's not a kasha. You're telling me that what's the chiddush to say for the mishnah I know from Mishnah Masechtas Bechayres? No. It's two different halachas. One is telling me an Adam. One is telling me a behemah. Behemah may Adam layalfin, and Adam and behemah layalfin. But the Gemara says, "Anami tanina." I have another mishnah later in Perek Behema Makasha that says this halacha mufurish by a behema. What's that halacha? Shulya. This is the amniotic sac of the behema. Shiyotza miktsasa. If part of it left the behema, then you went ahead and did a shchita. So the halacha is asur b'achila. You're not allowed to eat the entire shulya, because we're afraid that maybe when the shulya went out, the roish of the behema was in that part of the shulya. It left. And once it left, it's already too late. Simin vlad be'isha, kach simin blad be'behema. What's the premise of this halacha? Because we're afraid that when the shulya goes out, maybe the roish went out, and as a result, it's too late. Even if it was a chsir, even if it went back in, you can't do anything, which is essentially the sefer of our Mishnah. It's bechlal masayim mana, the chiddush of our Mishnah. So the kasha then is that this halacha that you're telling me we need the sefer of the Mishnah for, in theory, I know that halacha from the Mishnah later in the perek, lekamon, davayin zayin amad aleph. So the Gemara explains the kasha and wraps it together. I amr bishloim hichzir the reisha dafka. So bishloim, if on the Mishnah and the reisha said hichziroi, it was dafka, why would it be dafka? Because the kid Mishnah is telling me that not only is the uber mutter b'achila when the uber was hoitzi es yadai, but the ever atzma is also mutter b'achila, not like Rav. So then I'll tell you, the Mishnah and the Reisha had to say hechziroi. Why? To teach me that the ever is mutter if it's hechziroi. Tana sefer atu Reisha. And then the sefer mentioned Hichziroi, even though there's no chiddush, because I know it either from the Mishnah later, Daf Ein Zayin Amud Aleph, or I know it from the Mishnah Masechtas Bechoris Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, but it mentioned it Adureisha. Eli Amrit Dureisha Lav Dafka. But if you're going to tell me that when the Mishnah said Hichziroi in Dureisha, it's Lav Dafka, because Rav is right that really the Aver itself is never going to be Mutter, it's only the Uber that's going to be Mutter. And for the Uber itself, it doesn't matter if it was Hichziroi or Lichziroi. The Uber is always going to be Mutter. So that if the Mishnah mentioned Hichziroi, the only thing it could be telling me is halacha regarding the Aver. Rav holds the Aver is Aser, which then means that the word Hichzir is Labdafka. Why then did the Mishnah mention Hichziroi? Agav the Sefer. The problem is I don't need Hichziroi in the Sefer either. For loy the Sefer Dafka. Because the Sefer I know either from the Mishnah later in Dafayin Zayin Amid Aleph, not an easy Gemara, or from the Mishnah Masechtas Bechayris, Dafayin Vav Amid Aleph. Sefrei the Gemara, Lomalei the Misni Klal. So why does the Mishnah mention Hichziroi in the first place? So if Hichziroi in the Reisha is Dafka, so then the Mishnah mentioned Hichziroi in the Sefer, out of the Reisha. But if the Hichziroi in the Reisha is Lav Dafka, and Hichziroi in the Sefer is definitely superfluous, because I have other Mishnayos in Shas that teach me the halacha of Ichzira in the Sefer. So why the Mishnah mention Ichzira in the Resha? What's the point? What's it coming to teach me? So Tainus the Gemara, isn't that a raya not like Rav? Again, the Mishnah said, Habehema mekasha leled, v'hoitzi uber es yadoi, v'hichziro, muta b'achilo. So Pasha, when you read the Mishnah, it sounds like the whole uber is going to be muta b'achilo. Rav came and said a very big chiddush. No. The Ever Atzma Yasser. When the Mishnah says that the Uber is Mutab Achila despite the fact that it poked its hand out, that's only with regards to the Uber that never left the base Rechem of the Behemoth. But as it relates to that Ever itself, that was Hoitzi HaUber Es Yadai, there the halach is, it's going to be Aser Bachila. The Gemara's kasha was that if that's the case, why did the Mishnah say Hichzira? L'chur, the word Hichzira is superfluous. Why? Because as it relates to the Uber, it's pasha to the Gemara that the Uber itself will be mutter whether the behemoth was Hichziris Yadai or Loi Hichziris Yadai. Even if the Uber, B'shash Shchita, had its hand out, the chelik of the Uber that was inside the behemoth, inside the mother, is for sure going to be mutter. So the only reason the Mishnah could have mentioned Hichzira is if it's telling me some chiddush with regards to the Aver itself. But if Rav is telling me that the Aver itself is going to be Aser, that means obviously the Mishnah is not mentioning Hichzira machmas the Aver. So why the Mishnah mentioned Hichzira? Elamai agav the Seifa? The Seifa itself, I think we only mentioned the Hichzira agav the Resha. So the Resha agav the Seifa agav the Resha, v'chayza chalila, that doesn't work. So at the end of the day, it's mashma that Hichzira is dafka. If Hichzira is dafka, it must be the Mishnah is telling me a halacha, not only regarding the Uber that remained inside the Behema, but even with regards to the Aver itself. If that's the case, it's a kashan Rav. So the Gemara says a chiddush. But really, when the Mishnah says Mutab Achila, it's referring to the Uber. Aye, the kasha is, why does it have to say Hichzira? So the Gemara says a chapsich anafgamina with regards to Hichzira. Anafgamina with regards to a very specific part of the animal. Ukudam Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rashi says Rav Nachman by Yitzchak is likamon, but Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said a halacha le nitzricha ela lemakim chatach. What it means is that what happens if the Uber was hoitzi its yadai, and as its hand was out, the Shaykh went ahead and shechted. Okay, so whatever is inside the behemoth is going to be mutter. Whatever is outside the behemoth, according to Rav, is going to be aser. What about the chelik that's mamish, literally right there? It's at the base rechem. It's flush against the part that would be technically outside, but it's really inside. How do you look at that? So says Rashi, the way you would have to look at that is you would have to look at it as if it's outside. That's the way you would have to look at it. Stating that, that's only true if the Shaykh had shechted it while the Uber had its hand outside. If, however, the Uber brought his hand back inside and then the Shaykh had shechted it, then that chelik that was at the border at the time that the Uber was hoitzias yadai would be considered now as if it's inside and it would be mutter. So even though the chelik, that the Aver Atzmai, the part that was lehedya outside, that's always going to be aser, and the Uber itself is always going to be mutter, but there is a piece where there is a nafkamina between Hechziri and Loyechziri. It's not the Eivor is always us. It's not the Chelik that was inside, that part's always going to be Mutter. But it's the Mokam Achatach, that area that was mamish flush against it. If the Shechita was done while it was outside, then that Chelik is going to be Aser. If the Shechita was done when it was back inside, then that Chelik is going to be Mutter. What's the reasons? It's a very Lamdish Rashi over here, but the Inkam Mekoymai. But either way, so that's where Chapsa nafkamina. So the reason the Mishnah said, not to teach me halacha regarding the Eivor, because the Eivor is always going to be awesome. Not to teach me the Uber itself, because for the Uber itself you don't need a chzir, it's always going to be mutter anyways. But it's negaya, that area, the area that was flush, mamish, at the point where it's outside, for that, if it's a chzir, it's going to be mutter. If it's lay chzir, it's going to be awesome. Something more tashma from a braisa. So this is a braisa that's a little bit more elaborate than the halach of the Mishnah. Hey, mama kasha leilet. Hoitzi ubres yadoi, vihichzira, va'achakach shachates imoi, mutter ba'achilo. So that's essentially the halach of our Mishnah. Shachates imoi, if first they did the shchita, va'achakach chzira, and then afterwards it brought its hand back in, asa ba'achilo. Hoitzi es yadoi, if the animal stuck its hand out, v'chatcha, and then the shaykhit cut the hand, va'achakach shachates imoi, so that's even menachai, right? That's easy. Hoitzi es yadoi, v'chatcha, v'achakach shachates imoi. If you cut off a piece of an animal before you shach the animal, loy al ze anudan, right? That's simple. That's going to be Eva Menachai. So what's the halacha? Sheba chutz tame. Not only is it aser v'achilo, it's also tame. It has tumas Eva Menachai. V'aser v'shebefnim. Whatever's inside, tahar is going to be tahar. Mutter is going to be mutter. Shachet es imoy. If you shachted the mother, v'achakach chotcha habasar. So the halacha is magen avela divi rameir. V'chacham emayimri magat shreifa shchuta. So we don't need that part of the brisa for now. What we need is the resha, the brisa. What was the resha? K'tani mi a resha hoitzi. Uber es yadoi, a behemah makasha leleid, and there was an Uber, and the Uber was hoitzi es yadoi, vihichzira, and then brought its hand back in. Va'achakach shachat asim, and then you shechted the mother, what's the halacha? Mutter b'achilo. My lava ever, doesn't it sound like even the ever is going to be mutter b'achilo? Right? Same kasha that the Gemara initially asked on Rav from our Mishnah, mutter b'achilo sounds like even the ever. It sounded that way in the Mishnah, sounds that way in the Brayis as well. The Gemara says, Loya Uber. Maybe it doesn't mean that. Maybe it means the Uber. Right, the Gemara. Iya Uber, Ema Seifa. How are you going to learn the Seifa? Shachat as Imoi. If first you shachted the mother, V'achakach Echziroi, Aser Bachilo, V'i Uber, Amai Aser. If we're not dining the Eiver anyways, all we're discussing is the Uber, then how in the world is the Uber? We said that the Uber is always good. The Chelik of the Uber that was inside is always going to be Mutter. So what does Aser mean? So l'chayra, what Aser must mean is the Eiver. So if Aser in the Seifa means the Eiver, then Mutter in the Reisha means the Eiver. So the Brais is already very much not mashma like Rav. Zok de Gemara, what's the Teretz? Same Teretz like we said before. When we say Mutter or Aser, we don't mean the Uber. The Mutter is always, the Uber is always Mutter. We don't mean the Eiver Atzmoy. The Eiver Atzmoy is always Aser. What we mean is, et chapa nafkemina, this one area, the area that's not in a veinig, and it's not also veinig. It's literally right in the middle. So how do you look at it? It depends. If it's a chziroi, then it's going to be mutter. If it's loy chziroi, it's going to be awesome. But the Gemara asks another kasha. Eini, I'll ask you a kasha. Also, Avimi be bechayzoi. When Avimi came from bechayzoi, also vayse masnis biyade. He came and he brought a brisa along with him. It says like this. This was the brisa. Parsa hechzir echoil. Prosois hechzir echoil. My love hechzir parsa. Echoil parso, loy hechzer parso, echoil uber. So again, Ravimi comes from Bechayzoi, and it brings a brisa that's very sussle, that's very, very unclear. The brisa said as follows, parso hechzer, if the animal seemingly stuck its parsa out before the shechita, and then it brought it back in, echoil, you can eat the parsa. Prosois hechzer, if it stuck both of its parsois out, and then it brought it back in, echoil, you can eat both of the prosois. So it sounds a little bit like, even though the parsa or the prosais respectively went out, as long as they came back in, it's going to be okay to eat. It's mashma, not like Rav, right? My love, hechzer parsa, echo parsa, loy hechzer parsa, echo uber. Mon of shach, you could eat the uber, but if the parsa itself that went out came back in, then the halacha is, then it's okay. Now, the context, the backdrop for this braisa is really the pasuk that we began today's daf with. And that is the pasuk that's the makar to this whole halacha of the Ben Pekua. The pasuk says, V'chol behema, mafreses parsa, v'shoy sa'as shesa shtei frosois, We said this is the pasuk that teaches me the halacha of ben pakur. The halacha of behema makasha. The chol behema is the beginning of the pasuk. Ba behema oisa techelo is the end of the pasuk. We learn from here. The chol behema ba behema oisa techelo. But then in the middle, the pasuk says there's a pshuta yishol mikra. It's talking about the simonim of the behema tahira. It says v'chol behema mafresas parso, and then it says v'sheisash esash de frosois malasker behema oisa techelo. So what the Gemara is trying to do is the Gemara is trying to merge the pshuta yishol mikra and the drush. The pshuta yishol mikra, these are the simonim of a behema tahira. The drush is the halacha v'chol behema ba behema oisa techelo. But l'maisa the pasuk does mention the word parso. The Torah does mention the word shtei frasos, and the Gemara is trying to somehow put the two together. So, by saying that the word parsa and frasos plays into the drush, how does it play in? If it's stuck, it's parsa out, and it brought it back in, you could eat the parsa. If it's stuck, it's frasos out, and it brought it back in, then you're allowed to eat it. The bottom line is, doesn't it sound like, even though it was hoitzi, Aver, as long as it brought it back in, the Aver Atzmai is going to be mutter. It's not like Rab, who said the Aver Atzmai. Also, but the one says, Loi, hechse parsa echol ober. The way you understand the drush is that if it stuck its parsa out and then it brought it back in, the halach is then you're allowed to eat the ober. But the Gemara says, you ober my ear, yehechse, feel like hechse nami. You don't have to bring the parsa back in order to be able to eat the ober. The ober is anyways always going to be mutter. Rab Nachman by Yitzchok. So Rab Nachman by Yitzchok said the same teretz. Loi, nitzrucha elo lemokam chatoch. It's negeya. That one area, but the Gemara says Vatre Kroy Kanasivla. Lamaisa, the Gemara is darshaning the word parsa and the word process. So if we're coming from a drasha, l'chayra, we're coming from a word, it sounds like the word's teaching me something. So if all that's negay over here is the makam chatach, then for that I would only need parsa or process. We have two psukim over here. My love, chad le'ever v'chad le'makim chasach. But the Gemara says, loy, chad le'makim chasach. It was one that's coming to teach me the makim chasach. Again, that if it's hechser parsa, you can eat the makim chasach. If it's loy hechser parsa, you can't eat the makim chasach. What's the second one coming to teach me? A completely different halacha, and that is v'chad le'kolot b'mei para. One is coming to tell me that if somebody had a parah, a parah is a kosher animal, a parah is mafreses parsa, and it's malas gera. He shechted the parah, and lo and behold, they found an animal inside. She was a mu'uberes, and there was an uber inside. They pulled out the baby, and the baby didn't have split hooves. It had a parsa. It wasn't she'sa'as, she'sa'as, de'frasois, but rather what it was a parsa. It was the wrong type of hoof. It was really supposed to be pasa. So the halacha is, it's machlokes Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, at the end of the day, it was born to a kosher animal, it's going to be kosher. Reb Shimon argues. Reb Shimon says, kolot ben para asa. Comes again the Gemara, and the Gemara says Ariza Gechidish. Hani Mili, when does Reb Shimon say this halach that a kolut ben parah is going to be also hechad yatzal avra oivam? That's if it was actually born. Avol b'mei imoy shari, amazing chiddush. That if a parah gives birth to a baby cow, and that baby cow is a kolut, even though it's a ben parah, the halach is it's going to be aser. If, however, they shechted the mother, and inside the mother they found the baby, and the baby was colored, yeah, the halach is it's going to be mutter. How do I know that? I know that from this halacha. Because, the pashup shot of the pasuk is telling me the simonim of a behema tahira. But there's an oivam adrush here. Pshad remes drush. In the world of drush, the pasuk is talking about something completely different. V'chol behema ba behema isa techelo. And then the Torah throws in the word parsa and shtei prosois. Prosois teaches me the halacha that if it's stuck, it's prosois out, and then I brought it back in, the mokim chasach is going to be mutter. What does parsa teach me? That if inside this behema, you found a behema, the whole behema, ba behema, and you found one with a parsa, the halacha is going to be mutter. What's the chiddush? Reb Shimon, according to the Chacham, it's always mutter. The chiddush, even Reb Shimon, who holds kolot ben para, is always aser, stating that as it relates to finding it b'mei, there is the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. Either way, so the Gemara brought Shitas Rav, who said that even though the Mishnah says behema makasha leileid v'hoitzi uberes yada v'hechzire mutter b'achila, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, the ever atzmai aser, the ever itself is going to be aser, and the reason it's going to be aser is because it says in the Torah basa basa the treifa lo yisechelu, and even though pashup shad in that pasuk is referring to the halachas of treifa, but really we learn from there another halacha that anytime basa leaves its mechitza, it becomes aser. The mechitza of heter achila for the ober is as long as it's inside the mother's rechem. If it was hoitzi as yaday, once it leaves, it's out, and at that point, it's going to be off. Stating that, Zokta Gemara, there's another sheet in
in the Gemara. Omar Ula Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Ula said that I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, not like Rav, the Ever Atzmoy Mutter, that the Ever itself is always going to be Mutter. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's very geschmack why the Mishnah said the Hechziroi. The reason it said the Hechziroi is because, you're right, for the Uber itself, it wouldn't need the Hechziroi. But the Mishnah's halach is negay, not only the Uber, it's also negay the Ever. And for the Ever, the only time it's going to be Mutter is the Hechziroi. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda Ula. So Rabbi Yehuda, who had heard from Rav that Ever Atzmoy is Aser, told Ula, who heard from Rabbi Yochanan, that the Ever Atzmoy is Mutter. Rather Shmuel, the Amri Travayu, Ever Atzmoy Aser. So apparently Rabbi Yehuda had heard this from Shmuel as well. Right? Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav, and he was a Talmud of Shmuel. He learned in the two big yeshivas in Bavel. Amr Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Amr Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. You find that throughout Shas. So even though the sugi began with Amr Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, but apparently Rabbi Yehuda had heard it from Shmuel as well. So Rabbi Yehuda told Ula, I heard it from Rav, and I heard it from Shmuel. Amalei. So Ula told Rabbi Yehuda, Man Yavla May Afra the Rav and Shmuel Malina Nainan. Listen, I love Rav and Shmuel. I wish somebody would give me the offer of their graves. He said, I'd put it in my eyes to show my chavivos for Rav and Shmuel. But that's not what I heard from Rabbi Yochanan. Elohachi Yom Rabbi Yochanan. This is where Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol hayu b'chal basa basada treifa lo yisaychelo. It's true, there's a pasuk that says, U'basar basada treifa lo yisaychelo, which is the premise to Rav Zalacha. It's the reason why the Eva's Aser. Because anytime basar goes basada, it leaves its mechitza, the halacha is it becomes Aser. And the Uber's mechitza is the rechem of the mother, and if it was hoitzi es yadai, it once it leaves, it's going to be Aser. But Rabbi Yochanan said something interesting. That even though it's true that the etzim, basav asad the treifa loisai chelu, should relate to the aver of an Uber by a behemas chulin that was hoitzi es yadai, but at the same time, based on the midah shatern drashes, Pam said Rabbi Yochanan, I think not that way, because hakol hayu bechal basa basada treifa loisa chelu. Kishapar l'cha kasev gabi chatas yatzah chos mechitz asa v'chazer asa. The Torah and the sugyas of kachin, long Rashi, a real kachin Rashi here. But we know that there's a special psul yoytzei. That's true by kachin. So if Dan leaves the chaim zazar, apostle leaves the chaim zazar, emurim, etc. You have the halachas. Even if it comes back, still the halach is aser. So the chayyav Yechem was bothered. Why did the Torah have to tell me a special psul yoytzei or a special iser if somebody eats basar kachim that was yoytzei? A kachim de geiser. L'chayra, I have the more klolis de geiser that relates to chulin as well. Ubasav asal de treifa loisei chelo. You know what? You see from there, chatas u deparat barachmano, aval kol midik, even the hadashari. It's true that ubasav asal de treifa loisei chelo said Ula, I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, who relates to chulin as well. But there's a big nafkamin of how it affects chulin, how it affects kachim. As it relates to chulin, the only time it's a problem is if it remained outside of the mechitza. But if it ever comes back in, then it undoes whatever the issue was. As it relates, however, to kachim, kishapar l'chakasim, here we have a kachim reason, that once basar's yoytzei, even if it comes back in, it's still going to be also b'achilo, only then is that going to be the halacha. So Rabbi Yochanan was maskim, Ula said, to Rav, that there's a concept of a basar basar the treva loy sechelu that affects chulin as well. But that would only be negeya if the animal's hand was outside at the time of the shechita. But being that over here, it was a chzira in the Mishnah, once a chzira, it's going to be mutter. Why don't you say basa basada? Once it goes outside, even if it comes back in, still it's going to be also. That's only by kachim, because part lacha kasa by kachim. So that's only true by kachim. That's not going to be true by chulafet the gemara meisve. I'll ask you akasha on ulam Rabbi Yochanan basa basada treva loy sechelu matamud loyim. Fish matid by meisasheni bekurim shafu bishiyasa chutz mechazasim vechazum retarim. You find by meisasheni bekurim only allowed to be eaten in Yerushalayim. That lach is if they leave Yerushalayim and they come back, it's mutter. Yochel, I would have thought avzeke. I would have thought the same is true by basar tamud loy matreifa. Therefore, the Torah said treifa. My Talmuda, what do you see from the word Shreifa? And these next words are from the most important words in the sugyas of Elu Treifas, ironically. Amar Rabbah Zokta Gemara Ketreifa. Ma Treifa Kivet She Nitrefa Shuv Ein Lo Heter. Just like a Treifa, once it becomes a Treifa, Shuv Ein Lo Heter, there's no way out. It's always going to be, once a Treifa is always a Treifa. Av Basar Kivet She Yotza Chutzlam Chitzasa Shuv Ein Lo Heter. So too Basar, once it leaves its Mechitza, it's always going to be awesome. Not only by Kachim that has a Psul Yaitzeh, but anything that's in this rather from the Pasuk Basar Basada Treva Leisa Chela, which is true even for Basar Chulin. Any Basar that has a Mechitza, once it goes Basad, it goes out of its Mechitza, it gets a din of a Treva Leisa Chela, and we say, Dum you the Treva. And just like a Treva, what's the halacha? Kiva, ma Treva, Kiva she nitra for Shuvain Laheter, so too Basar, Kiva she yatzal chutz mechitzasai, Shuvain Laheter. The bottom line is, it's not only true for Kachim, it's a Kasha on who? It's a Kasha on Ula. And the Gemara says, such a good Kasha, Tiyufta the Ula, Tiyufta, checkmate. There's no way to answer this kasha according to Ula. One final Gemara, Amar.
We just mentioned Lufisha Matzira by Maisa Sheni Ubikurim. We said by Maisa Sheni Ubikurim, the halacha is that if it was Yotza out of Yerushalayim and then it came back in, you're allowed to eat it. Heicha Matzino, where do you have that? The Chassid, it says in the Torah, Lo Yisucha Lecha B'Sharecha Masa Dagoncha. It says you're not allowed to eat it B'Sharecha. Meaning if you live in Bnei Brak, you can't eat your Maisa Sheni in Bnei Brak. B'Sharecha Udalei Seichel. The Torah is saying you can't eat it B'Sharecha. Aval Yotza Chutzam Chitzas, and if it went to Bnei Brak, the Chazun, then it came back to Yerushalayim, Mutarim, at that point, it's going to be Mutar Exel. Either way, as you can see, the fourth parak of Masechta Shulin is a lumdish, parak. There's a lot of lumdis. We're literally just getting started here, and we're really ending mid-sugya. The Gemara tomorrow is going to pick up exactly where it left off with this machloikis, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. When the Mishnah said, Behema mekasha leileid, v'hoitzio uberes yodei v'hechziru mutabachilo. Is mutabachilo going even on the Aver itself that was Yatza, or is Mutar Bachilo only referring to the rest of the Uber? Rav said, the Aver Atzmai Aser. Rav Yehuda said he heard it from Rav, he heard it from Shmuel as well. Ula heard in the name of Rav Yochanan, not that way. Comes down to how to understand this pasuk Basabasada Trefa Loisachelo. So it's interesting. I mean, today's daf, you had the pasuk of a chol behema mafresas parsa v'shoisashesash deprosim alusgei behema moizolei techelo. A pasuk that we spent a lot of time on. A pasuk that we always thought was referring to the simone tire of a behema. It turns out that this pasuk over here is the makar to the ben pakua. We darshan the first two words of the pasuk v'chol behema with the last three words of the pasuk. Ba behema. So if you find the behema in a behema, oisot techelo. And then we had the pasuk ubasa pasada treifa loisachelo that we spent the last month learning, which we thought was telling me the halachas of treifas. It is telling me the halachas of treifas, but with the Torah Shabbat pets teaching me a whole nother halacha as well. A kachim de gehalacha, basa kachim that yoytzah chutzam chitzasa yanhil cheshchita de gehalacha. If it's hoytzah ubra, it's yada. Either way, a lot more about that in tomorrow's daf. But as it relates to a little bit of raid, this last gemara that we just learned, the Gemara made a comment as it relates to Treifas. Ironically, it's not mentioned in Perek Ei LaTreifas, but rather it's an Daf Samech Ches Amud Beis in Masechta Shulin, which it's Samech Venir to Perek Ei LaTreifas, but it's really the first Daf of Perek Behema Makasha, completely different sugya. And this one line in the Gemara is from the more important lines as it relates to some of the halacha l'maisa as it relates to Hilchas Treifas. So just to bring it out with a little bit of chazara. So we spoke a lot when we learned Perek Ei LaTreifas about a tshuva that Rabbi Yisrael Belsky wrote. It's printed in his Shulchan Halevi as it relates to a modern condition that many cows, many animals deal with, and that's called an LDA, a left displaced atomism. So as we're all familiar with at this point, animals today are not allowed, for the most part, to roam and just live in the wild the way they used to. Animals today are kept in what's called CAFOs, and there's hundreds, if not thousands, of animals that are put in these closed areas. Very often it's dark, there's no windows, and rather than be allowed to roam freely, they're chained down. Whereas animals in the past would eat grass, they're fed grain and corns, foods that are subsidized by the government. They try to stop the food in them at such a crazy pace so that to be able to grow really, really fast. A cow, incidentally, is born at about 80 pounds, and within a very short period of time, it weighs over 1,000 pounds. It's shaloi kedera chateva what they do to some of these animals, and then they slaughter them. But because of the unnatural way that these animals today are being raised and are being fed, these animals are suffering from conditions that historically they never really suffered from. One of the more common one is that their abomasum, which the Lashon Chazal is known as the keva, the fourth stomach of the cow, very often slips out of place. It slips out of place, and it could be very dangerous to the animal. And what the veterinarians do, these people, these farmers, they perform an operation to put the abomasum back in place. Like this, the animal can live the few more months that they needed to live for. Regardless, there's different operations that are done. Some of them involve actually making a hole in the abomasum. From a halachic standpoint, that poses a very big issue, because the Mishnah, the beginning of Perek Ei LaTreifas, Chul Daf Mezam and Aleph, when it mentions Yud Ches Treifas, says that a nekev in the keva is considered a nekev. And there was a big tumult when this was discovered in the early 1990s, and the reason it was a tumult is because, you know, this is done for the cows that are slaughtered. It's also done for the dairy cows, the cows from which they take milk. And milk of a treifa, we know, is treifa. And the question is, we're drinking milk. How do we know that the milk that we're drinking is not coming from one of these cows? And we spoke out by Riches that despite the fact that really Every time we drink milk, there's a good chance that the milk is coming from a treifa, because we know there's a good percentage of animals that are treifa. But for that, we could be samech on the roi behemis abecheskes kashas. I mean that there's no way to be mevar while the animal's alive, whether it's a treifa or a kshayra. So we have a right to be samech on the roi. But this is something that you could be mevar. You could be mevar. You could look at the animal and you could see. Does it have an incision? You would know. It's documented whether the animal had this procedure done. If it had the procedure, it's a treifa. And based on that, you shouldn't be able to eat it. Either way, Rabelski wrote a tshuva where Rabelski held that it was pashit. That it's not going to be a problem. And he based his hetter on many things. First of all, he said, it's true, you could be mevara if an animal had a procedure, but not all the procedures that are done render the animal a treifa. And when they document the farms, the procedure that was done, they don't document the exact procedure. So as much as you could know whether something was done, you don't know if the thing that was done actually made it a treifa. If that's the case, we're back to square one where you have the behema, where it's ef shel evrurei, whether the animal's a treifa or not. You could be samech on roiv, and roiv behemas akshem. As a result, you don't have to worry about that. Another thing he said is that the whole shiloh over here with the treifa is really only a shiloh of the rabban, because it's only a miut of animals that have this. Some say 1 to 9%, others say 5 to 15%. It's definitely a miut. What's the problem? The problem is, even if it's only a miut, but all the milk gets mu'urav together, and once it's a taruvus of lach b'lach, you need shisha of etter to be mevatel leiser. But being that it's cholav b'cholav, it's mimimina b'derais is batel b'roiv. It's only a shiloh now of a derabbanon. You only need shisha by a taruvus. And being that in each specific farm, you don't even know if you have any that where the procedure was done, because there are farms where they don't do the procedure at all. See, held it was a suffix if there's even shishin. So if it's a suffix, if it's even a problem, it's a suffix drabana, a suffix drabana laku. That's another one of the big svaras that I said. But a svara that Rabelski spends a lot of time in his tshuva, and that's the one that's negeya for us right now, is something else. And that is, what would happen if an animal has a nekev? A nekev in the keva, a nekev in the reya, a nekev in the hemses, in the beis hakoises, any nekev that would make the animal a treifa. And then afterwards, the nekev went away. So do you say that being that the nekev went away, so it's not a treif anymore? No, once an animal has a nekev, at that point, l'chaira, it's too late. At that point, the animal is going to be a treif. So Rabelski said that he believes that it's machlekes shachintas, and really it comes down to how to understand a Rashi in Masechtas Chulin daf mem gimel amud aleph. The Gemara mentioned over there, as I mentioned many times throughout Perikei l'treifes, and that is krum sha'ala machmas maka ena krum. If there was a hole in the reya and then a scab developed on top of the hole, so the halach is that that scab is not considered a scab and the animal is still considered a treifa. And Rashi's very wordy when Rashi explains it. And Rashi says two things. Number one, Rashi says the reason is because the krum, that scab that develops, is ena miskayemes. It's not a good stima. It's not going to last. It's going to be there for a short time, but eventually it's going to go away. Meaning, it's true that the nekev was covered up with a scab, but that scab is not going to be there for a long time. It won't have a kiyum. And being that it won't have a kiyum, it's for that reason we can't really give it to chshivos. We can't really look at it as a scab. Then Rashi says something else. Then Rashi says that the only time you do find that an animal that has a nekev and something associated with the nekev is going to be okay is if that stima was then made kara. Like the Gemara had mentioned that if the hole was up against the dyphin or something, so that's not considered a nekev. So Rashi, you know why over there it's not a problem? Because over there was then made kara. And the Prima Gavin already asks the stira in Rashi. This seems to be a stira in Mashmois. From the beginning of Rashi, Rashi seems to say that you don't need the stima to be the made kara in order for a stima to be a good stima to make a nekev and hilchas treifas go away. All you need is that it should be mis- Kayemis. Then Rashi seems to be mashma not that way. So what does Rashi hold? Does Rashi hold that if you have a stima that wasn't the meikara, it came later, but it's a stima ma'al yusso, it's a stima that hamis kayemis, would that be a good stima or not? Rabelski came out that it's machleikus shachin taz. From the taz he held in Siman Lamites, held that it's okay as long as it's going to be a stima that's going to have a kiyum, that would be enough to make the nekev go away. And the shach he held was mashma, the shach nemdom more like Rashi, second mashmois, and that is you need the stima to be the meikara in order for it to be okay. Said Rabelski, as it relates to this shayla, when the doctors go in, the veterinarians, they make a hole in the keva, they sew up the hole, hole, and the hole that they're going to sew up is going to be there for a long time, no different than any person that Nebuch needs surgery. So they cut him up, and then they close him, and then the steam is a steam emalia. So because no one's going to argue that it's going to be okay. So really, if this nekev in the keva should make the animal a treifa, it's totally machleikus shach and taz. It's totally in the prima godim suffix and how to understand Rashi. It's totally in this big mevucha. What did Rashi mean? If you have a steamer that wasn't there made karav, but it is a steamer ma'al yusuf, is that enough to make the animal considered not a treifa or not? If you hold that it's enough to make the animal not a treifa, then this whole issue with the displaced abomasim is a moot point because they sold the behemah up. If not, then it's going to be a problem. Said Rabelski, what do you do when you have a suffix in treifas? So for that, you have another shach. You have the shach in Simin Nun Zayin, where the shach said, based on the Gemara, that anytime you have a suffix treifa, there's a way to know if the animal's a treifa or not. You wait Yud Beis Chodesh. If after Yud Beis Chodesh the animal lives, you know it's not a treifa. Now, the Gemara says it with regards to a suffix treifa mitzias. What if you have a suffix in din? I'm not sure on halach if this is a treifa or not. So the Shach brings from the Yamshel Shloimer and the Prichadash and other places can say the same exact chiddush. And that is that if you have a suffix in din, you can wait Yud Beis Chodesh. That's the test. That's the litmus test. If it lives Yud Beis Chodesh, it's a right that it wasn't a treifa. So Rebel said all these animals live Yud Beis Chodesh. I mean that they all live Yud Beis Chodesh. So it's based on that. It's only a suffix. Why is it only a suffix? Because although there was a nekev, they closed up the nekev. Now you have a suffix if it's a treifa or not. We know they live Yud Beis Chodesh. So based on that, he held it was pashid that this is not going to be an issue. Very geschmack. This is what we spoke at when we learned Perikei L'Treifas. The problem is we just learned the Gemara, and this Gemara at first glance seems to be a game changer. The Gemara was discussing this halacha of ubasa basa de treifa loisa chelo, where we learn from there the halacha of treifa, but we learn another halacha that when basa leaves its mechitza, even if it comes back, it's going to be aser. Says the Gemara, how do you know that? Kit treifa, ma treifa kiven shenitrefa. Shuv ein lo heter, just like a treifa. Once it becomes a treifa, there's not. It's done. Over. Shuv ein lo heter. Av basar kiven sheyotzel chutzam chitzasay. Shuv ein lo heter. It sounds like from this Gemara that there's a halacha psuka. Once a treifa, always a treifa. There's nothing you can do. Similar to what you find in Masechtas Yevamah. Somebody told me that he heard a shir klali from a chashav rosh yeshiva. I don't remember who, but he told me a chashav rosh yeshiva. He gave a shir klali on perikei l'treifas, and he started with the Gemara Masechtas Yevamah staf lamed. The Gemara says as it relates to a Yevamah. Everyone knows this Gemara. Amar Rav Yuna Merav, Kol Yevama she'ina nikayra b'b'shas nefila Yevam Yama Aleha Harei Keish Ezach she'esh lebanim v'asura My time ha'oil v'nesra olav sha'achas. It's done, it's going to be aser. If a woman falls le'yibom, at the moment that her husband died, there's no yibom because she was an achisisha, let's say, and then the circumstances change, it's too late. It's what's known in yeshiva as nesra. So you have a nesra when it comes to treifa as well. It's a Lashon HaGemara. Ma treifa kivish nitrifa shum vein leheter. So what's this Magadin and a shach and a taz and displaced abomasums, and you want to tell me that because you have a good surgeon and you're going to close up the wound, everything is going to be fine. Rabbanu Shalom, it's connected to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ma treifa kivish and nitrefa shuv ein laheter. Lamaisa Rebelski addressed this kasha very bekitzer in his Ikra Tshuva, and then he wrote a second Tshuva. And the second Tshuva is Be'inyan Shreifa Chayzeres L'Achshera, where he has page after page after page, where he goes through the Rishonim and the Achronim to try to understand, reconcile this Gemara in light of the way he understood Rashi and Dachmem Gimel, which he said is a Machlok Yishach and Taz, and a Prima Godim, and all his Chedushim, that he said very much L'maisa. Very much l'maisa, how does it stem with this Gemara right here? And again, it's an arichos, and it's beyond the scope of what we do. But in short, Rebelski was very bothered. He said, how did the Gemara even know that a treifa, kivan shenitrefa shuv ein lo heter? Mechateisa. Maybe it's not true. Where did the Gemara know that? And really, if you think about it, what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying, there's two halachas that I learned out from Ubasu Basal the treifa lo yisachel. What are the two halachas? Number one, treifa. Number two, if Basal goes lasada, it leaves its mechitza, it becomes aser. So the Gemara like this. What happens if basa goes, chutz l'mechitza, and then it comes back in? Is it going to be mutter or aser? The Gemara wasn't sure. So for some reason, Mar didn't know. The Gemara had no gilui in the pasuk. The Gemara wasn't sure. Maybe it's going to be mutter, maybe it's going to be aser. By treifa, somehow, the Gemara knew. The Gemara somehow had ruach hakodesh. The Gemara knew that treifa that becomes ois treifas, for sure always going to be aser. But basa that leaves its mechitza and comes back, chesnish, o shekein o shelo. And zok the Gemara,
Don't mean the treif. Just like treif, I know for sure it's going to be aser. So to here, it's also going to be aser. So pashup shana the Gemara. No one, the Rishonim, no one was megalatas. How the Gemara mechatesi? Maybe just like the Gemara has its sad that basa that goes chusam chitz and then comes back as mutter. Maybe the halacha is that an animal becomes a treif, but now it's not a treif anymore. It's also going to be mutter. Says Rebelski that he thinks pshana the Gemara is as follows: that what the Gemara means to say is that we had a Gemara in Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph in Perek Elu Treifis that there were two families. They were hunters and they used to hunt animals all the time. So one of the families used to hunt an animal. They would hit it in its sciatic nerve. It would fall to the ground, and then afterwards they would go ahead and shecht it. And they brought it as a shayla. They wanted to know, are you allowed to eat it or not? What was the tzadnat? It's probably not going to live Yud Beis Chaydish. And as a result, it should be maybe we should look at it as a treifa. So the Gemara said, they brought it to Rab Abba, and Rab Abba said, v'chila hoisev al treifis, ein locha ele mashamaru chachamim. You're only allowed to do what the chachamim said. The chachamim gave us Yud Ches treifis, 70 treifis. That's what we work with. We can't add to the treifis. Read the Gemara, v'kuchazin in the kamesa. What do you mean? At the end of the day, it's going to die. So the Gemara says, Gemiri di badula samachaya. We have a Messiah that had there been a refuah, that there was a refuah for it, we right now don't have the refuah for it, and that's why your animal's going to end up dying. But vice versa, in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a refuah. In other words, what comes out from this Gemara we spoke at the time is a very important insight. That all the treifas that we pass in treifa in a chai, it's not going to be Beis Chodesh, it means there was no refuah. But had there been a refuah for these treifas in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, the halacha would have been that these would have not been considered treifas. Rebelski, that's all this Gemara means. You know what the Gemara means? The Gemara means to say, Ma treifa kivan shenitrefa shuv ein laheter. What the Gemara meant was not once it's chal and isa treifa, shuv ein laheter, there's no way to remove the isa treifa. What the Gemara means, what's the metzias of a treifa? A treifa was an animal that has a certain condition for which there's no refuah. How do I know that? That's the Gemara in Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. And that's all the Gemara. How did he know that? Because that's the Messiah. That's the Gemiri. That was the tradition. That was the halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. So you see, the cheftz of treifa has to be something that there's no refuah. Not ein lo heter and iser. Ein lo heter, there's no way to make the treifa go away. That is the metzias. So too, afbasa, kivet sheyasa, l'chud from chitzasa, shuv ein lo heter. That's something we have information for. That's the Messiah that the Gemara referenced in Perikei L'treifas on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. But the Gemara never meant to say Esraz and Yevamah Staf Lamed. The Gemara meant to say that there's no refuah for the treifa, as in Chulin, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. Either way, he has a tremendous arichos. He goes back and forth, and he's mefalfel in the Rishonim. Just read the last paragraph. Soif Dover. The bottom line, Her'enu Ba'olil, we proved very, very clearly, Ki ein gam echad mon ha-rishonim, ve'gam ba'achreinim she'yoymar. There isn't one Rishon or Achrin that's going to say, Ki behema she'hoye ba'shum treifa, shuv ein yechoy l'lachzor l'achshera. That an animal that had a shem treifa can't become kosher again. Ach, afim tachzal b'riyoske b'tchila. It's not true. V'dein maskona, v'dein hilchasa. The bottom line is, de'bemokum sh'abehema chayzeres l'briyosa, ayyidei refuois, b'chunois, sh'anesoyin heyed aleim. If you could do a refuah that's going to make the animal get healthy. He was so confident in his pshat. Again, this is after a very, very long tshuva. The Maisa, I was told by many people that there's a young man in yeshiva, in Bismedrish Gavaya, that wrote a kuntris, a rebuttal, Keneged Rabbi Belsky's tshuva. And so apparently that what Rabbi Belsky said, Hirinu Ba'ola, was very, very clear. A lot of people are mafakvik, and it seems to be a chiddush. I mean, at first glance, you read the Gemara seems to be saying that once an animal is a treif, it's a treifa. But of course, Rabbi Belsky was the Mara d'shmaitza, and halacha l'maisa, as it relates to bottom line, he held that there's no such thing that once an animal is a treif, it's automatically a treifa, and there's no way for it to become mutter. What does this Gemara mean? This Gemara means something else. It means in the origin, the shirish of what treifa is. Treifa is, it has a machla she'en lo refuah. That's what it means, it's ein lo heter. But not that once it's chal she'en treifa for 2 seconds, because they're doing a procedure, they stitch it up right afterwards. That this animal was never at risk, it was never a treifa, and he held, you're not going to have a halacha of Nesra.